At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
The Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. I was 2-3 last week.
Oh, you had a good week.
Well, compared to you guys, 1-4 and 1-4. So I am back in the comfort of first place, but I'm not happy about the 2-3 weeks, so let's see if we can change that in week two and get back on track. Jerry, what do we got?
All right, game number one, the 47-point New Orleans Saints going to AT&T Stadium in Arlington to take on the Cowboys. Dallas, a 6.5-point favorite.
You know, I was impressed with the Cowboys win on the road at the Cleveland Browns and the way that their offense moved, the way that Dak played, but more importantly, the influence that Mike Zimmer has had on that Cowboy defense. They completely shut down the Browns. Are going to get turnovers. They're going to get pressure. Derek Carr on the road here. You know, I think the fact that they beat the Panthers in week one and killed them, not overly impressive to me. That's what they should have done. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys here. I'll lay the points. And I think the Cowboys, you know, are going to be one of the better teams in the NFC.
Well, everybody should bet the Saints because we're going to go 3-for-3 on the Cowboys. I like the Cowboys as well, and I know that Jerry's going to pick the Cowboys because he always does. And for most of the reasons that you said, this Cleveland Browns defense was supposed to be suffocating in their building, and they looked, as Jerry said, like horse ass.
Mm-hmm.
This spread should be over a touchdown. I love the 6.5, and the Cowboys are my best bet of the week. Best bet now, Boomer. I just decided I'm doing a best bet.
Wow.
Put a star next to that one, the Cowboys.
That's the FanDuel best bet of the week.
-6.5.
Wow. Yes.
I will take the Cowboys -6.5, too. And my little prop bet will be CeeDee Lamb and Ezekiel Elliott with touchdowns. I failed miserably on my prop bet last week when I said that Daniel Jones would throw for more than 249 yards. Big fail. All right, game number two. The Bucs are in Detroit. A little bit of a rematch, if you will. The Lions, a 7.5-point favorite.
Again, Detroit's going to be one of the better teams in the league. There's no question about it. But the Bucs are underrated. And, you know, they went in there almost and won last year in the playoffs. And I have to say that Detroit will be one of the hardest places to play in all year long, and it's almost got a college-like atmosphere for the Lions now as Dan Campbell's got his team, you know, roaring and ready to go. But I think I'm going to take the Bucs here and take the points. I think they're going to keep it within the number, and for some reason, Baker Mayfield has found his magic.
Yes, and they played the Commanders last week. They put up a bunch of points. They look like they didn't skip a beat from last year. However, this is one of those spreads that's talking to me. It shouldn't be 7.5. That means that the Lions are going to roll in this game. That's the way I look at this. They are baiting people with that 7.5. I think most people look at that spread and go, wait a second. This is a playoff matchup, just like Boomer did. This is a playoff matchup.
Yeah,
it should be closer.
Hook, line, and sinker, baby. Hook, line, and sinker.
And I just, when I see something like that, I'm just not buying it. So just basically based on gambling history, in spreads like this, sniffing this one out. Give me the Detroit Lions -7.5.
Yep, I'm with you. I'm taking the Lions -7.5 too. I think it's closer than what the final score will indicate, but I am taking Detroit as well. Game number three, this is an interesting one. I never played the Jamar Chase clip today because I never got to it, where he called the Bengals the team to beat in the AFC this week. Bengals in Kansas City against the Chiefs. The Chiefs a 5.5-point favorite.
Yeah, you know, for me, this is like matchup city. For some reason, the Bengals match up well. Lou Anarumo, the defense coordinator for the Bengals, does a really good job of kind of stifling Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, there's nothing worse than coming off of an embarrassing home loss like the Bengals did. I'm not sure if they're going to get T. Higgins back or not, but I do think the Bengals will play well here. They'll keep it close. I'll take the points, and I'll take the Bengals.
I'm going to take the Chiefs because I think Joe Burrow's still got a major wrist problem, and I think it's going to be crazy Bengals panic at 0-2 and him not looking good again. I think that's going to be a storyline. Tradition says game like this, Chiefs, home favorite, they don't normally cover. I just think the Bengals are out of whack, and I watched most of that game on Sunday, and I was shocked at how badly they played, and I really think it's because Joe Burrow still isn't right. So give me the Kansas City Chiefs and the points. I'm going with a lot of favorites, but that's what I'm feeling.
I will take the Bengals because, as you said, gambling history shows the Chiefs don't usually blow teams out at home, so I'm going to take the Bengals and the 5.5 as well. All right.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Game number 4. Now we get closer to home. The Jets and the Titans in Tennessee. The Titans getting 3.5 points.
Yeah, give me the Titans here. I don't think that they're going to win, but I think they'll keep it within the number. 3.5 is just this the right about number for me. That would mean that if they were playing at MetLife Stadium, maybe the Jets would be favored by 6.5. So this is a tough Titans defense, and this is not going to be easy by any stretch for the Jets offense. And the Jets defense got torched last week. The good news is they get to go against Will Levis as opposed to Brock Purdy. So low-scoring game, I think a hard-hitting game, and I think the Jets win the game, but the Titans will cover.
The Jets better cover this game. I've been flip-flopping that 3.5. That half point is annoying. But I think the Jets will end up winning, and I think it's going to be very close. I think they're going to win like 24-20. I think they are going to cover, but it's going to be a lot of anxiety. But I just can't pick the Titans. Give me the Jets to cover this one.
I take the Jets win big in this game. That Titan offense is putrid, even with Tony Pollard. Not good. I think the Jet defense hurt a lot this week. You're going to see a different Jet team, and I think the Jets win big. Final game, Giants in Washington. Can they get that win? The Commanders, a favorite by just 1.5.
You know, again, matchups, like I was just talking about, Cincinnati and Kansas City, there's something about Washington that seems to bring the best out in Daniel Jones and their offense. I don't know if I'm ever going to pick the Giants again, but if I'm going to pick them, I got to pick them here just like I picked them last week. Jaden Daniels is a guy that is a wild card for sure. He's a very unique player. Where do you see him, folks, up close and personal? He's going to be running all over the place, and maybe he runs himself into some sacks and fumbles. That's what I would be counting on, and a bounce-back game from Daniel Jones. So I'm going to take the Giants here, and I will take the points.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see him get sacked or throw an interception, but you could definitely see him fumble or get hurt with the way that he plays, at least in week one. I expect that to change a little bit, and I expect Terry McLaurin to be heavily involved in this game against a suspect secondary of the Giants. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be uglier than it's been, and the 0-2 Giants, after losing to this franchise and this team, the fans are just going to be sick to their stomach. Give me the Commanders in this one, and Monday is going to be a bloodbath.
I've been a moderate Daniel Jones backer. This is it. If they don't win this one, I'm off. I'm taking the Giants plus the 1.5. My prop bet will be, does Paul Dottino shred his hamstring streaking down the sideline again? We will find out, but I'm taking the Giants.
Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.